good Thursday morning. No. Good Wednesday morning. Welcome to my car. Dry, cloudy, sun barely getting through. Fado. Once upon a time, a long time ago, I was just about able to break 80. These days, I haven't yet broken 100. And I do quite a bit of talking to myself about this. Yes, you're right. I'm talking about golf. I'm driving. It's 7:32. I'm driving out to Cove Golf Club in order to play a round of golf with one person I've never played with before. I have increasingly a disability, which is that I find it hard to remember. My short-term memory isn't good. I got into the car this morning. I put my golf shoes in the back of the car together with sun cream. And then I got into the front of the car, settled down to drive, and I stopped before I moved the car. No, I moved the car forward at a very slow speed. And then I thought to myself, have I left my shoes at home? Have I got my golf shoes with me? I drew a blank. You know how in golf, when you score a very poor score, so that you call it a blank, you get no Stapleford points for whatever you did, and you might as well put down a 9 as an 8. Well, it was like that. I drew a blank. I couldn't remember putting my shoes into the back of my car. I had to get out the front door of the car and have a look in the window in order to check. And it was there. The shoes were there. And the sun cream was there. And I thought, that's what my mother-in-law faces when she asks twice, three times a question. She can't remember the answer that was given. Now everybody is concerned about my mother's poor short-term memory and her repetition of questions. And here I am, repeating the question to myself out loud, did I bring my golf shoes? Oh dear. And yet, I can remember all sorts of things. It's the very short-term memory. I suppose it hasn't yet extended to me going up to the bar, ordering a couple of pints of Guinness, assuming I'm with somebody, and me then going to another bar person and saying, did I order 2 pints of Guinness from you? Or even going back to the same person and saying, by the way, did I order 2 pints of Guinness from you? Will that day come? Goodness knows. It will. I know it will. I know that the day will come, provided I live as long as I hope to live. I won't be able to remember things that happened in the near past. But I feel well. I'm in good humor. I'm relaxed about my life. Oh, it's not perfect. the shaft of my driver broke about 5 days ago when I hit a ball at the 14th hole. Snapped. And now I'm faced with either having to buy a new shaft, which apparently will cost me €100, or buy a new club. And I haven't ever in my entire life ever bought a new club. See, I can remember that I've never done it. I can even remember when I got my first gift from my parents of a golf club. They bought a new one for me. I can remember how I did the last time I played golf, but this morning I couldn't remember if I put my golf shoes in the back of the car. I couldn't remember that. 2 minutes later, 3 minutes later. Now, I'm not looking for tea and sympathy. I wouldn't mind a cup of tea. I have one here in the car with me, but I'm too concerned about driving the car in a straight line or even around a corner that I'm not drinking it. I'm fascinated by how I can feel not particularly concerned about the golf shoes this morning. I will forget about it. Although, in a couple of days, I'm pretty sure I will remember it. Will I go rushing to the doctor to get examined? Will I start cleaning up my office, putting my affairs in order? Will I settle down this evening and gather all the poems I've written that I want to keep, or that I want to be kept after I die, or even after I can't remember that I am a poet? Oh la la. I now, from now on, I won't feel any intolerance if my mother-in-law were to ask me 3, 4, 5 times, did I put salt on my dinner? May your day be better today than it was yesterday. Cheers.